Brilliant. Thank you so much for that reading there in 1 Corinthians 11. I don't know if you noticed in that last verse, if the first look that we're doing is to look back at the cross as we have communion, as we have the Lord's Supper together. Another look was in that last verse, and the version I've got is everyone should take a careful look at themselves or examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink from the cup. So our next look is looking in. And this helps us to start to think, why did Jesus come? We're looking back to Jesus coming and he died on the cross, but why did he die on the cross? Well, when we look inside, we see that actually we don't live the way God wants us to live. We have a strange word we sometimes use in church called sin. And we have a way of showing what that means. Sort of S-I-N saying, shove off God, I'm in charge, and no to your commands. Often when we think about sin, we think about breaking God's rules. But it's more than that. It's saying, no, God, I'm going to be king. I'm going to decide what's right and wrong. I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to ignore you. That's what sin is. It's pushing God away and deciding that we're going to live without him. And what it does is it opens up a gap between us and God. So I've got a little visual aid to help us. If we're us there on the left and God is there on the right, sin is like this great chasm between two cliffs. Now, some people, and maybe us on a really good day, we try our hardest. If you click one on, there we are on the side. We try our hardest. You might know people who are really good and they obey nearly everything and they nearly need to get there and they just miss. And then for some reason, they explode. But that's what happens in that animation. Other people, or maybe us on a bad day, we're a long way off from God. You can feel a long way off from God. Maybe you've done or thinking or sort of all sorts of things going on in your lives, and we see what happens, doesn't get very far at all, and then explodes. Sin is this massive gap between God, and no matter what we do, how good we're doing, we can't bridge it. But God sent his son into the world, Jesus, to take the punishment for sin, to pay that price, to bridge that divide, so that if we trust in Jesus and what he did for us, we can be friends with God. It's the amazing good news, and it's what we celebrate when we come to the Lord's Supper. We're looking back at the cross, we're remembering the bread and the wine that Jesus died for us, and we're remembering why Jesus died for us. So you can click on one more. Remember why Jesus did it, because when we examine ourselves, we know we need God to come and help us. So something that we often do at communion services and other services is we say a prayer of confession. The word confess means agreeing, actually. It's just agreeing with God and saying, you're right, I'm wrong, please help me. So the words of the confession will come up, and it just says, and the things that we think, the things that we say, the things that we do, we've not gone God's way, and we need God's help. So have a moment of quiet, and then we'll pray this together. Let's pray. Dear God, we admit that so often we think, speak, and behave our way, rather than thinking, speaking, and behaving your way. We are sorry. Please forgive us. Help us to change and to live with you as King of our lives, because we ask this in the name of Jesus, who died for us. Amen. Earlier in this same passage, we're reminded the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. When we have the Lord's Supper, we're remembering a new covenant, which means a new promise that God, through what Jesus has done for us, forgives us and helps us to be children of God. So then we can pray, Father God, thank you so much for sending Jesus into the world, for living and dying in our place and rising again, that we might know, if we trust in him, we are forgiven and we are your children. We thank you, Father God. Amen.